Eyes on the Ball. Eyes on the Ball, with songs for the lovely young singing star of the radio, Monica Lewis, music by the Alfredo Antonini Ensemble, and another story by the Better Vision yarn spinner, the nation's outstanding sports commentator, Bill Stern. The sentiments expressed are almost too good to be true, so we're lucky to have such a persuasive artist as Monica Lewis to sing Always.
I'll be loving you always, with a love that's true always. When the things you plan need a helping hand, I will understand always, always. May not be fair always. That's when I'll be there always. Not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, but days may not be fair always. That's when I'll be there always. Not for just an hour, not for just a day, just a year, but always.
It calls for sharp eyes because it's one of the fastest games of all. Bill Stern, the Better Vision yarn spinner, takes us to the ice arena for this week's story, Watch That Puck, Bill Stern.
The arena clock had almost reached 8:30 on the night of March the 24th, 1936, as some 15,000 people settled in their seats to watch the beginning of the annual Stanley Cup ice hockey eliminations, with the Olympia Arena in Detroit, where the Red Wings were meeting the Montreal Maroons. The first period ended scoreless, and the second period was much the same. Good, fast ice hockey, but just no scoring. In the third period, both goalies continued to keep their nets clear. The regulation game ended after 60 minutes of play with the score Detroit nothing, Montreal nothing. But that was just the beginning, for the teams must play until one scores. The first overtime period found Jimmy Ward of Detroit firing a shot which seemed to pass the Montreal goalie. But the referee said, no goal. Detroit fans littered the ice with debris of all type. The game had to be held up while the ice was cleared. Shortly after that period ended, with the team still scoreless, then another period began. And that, too, also ended without a score. Another period went by, and the clock ticked off the minutes as midnight came and went. But neither team had yet scored. Finally, five overtime periods had been played, and the teams were still deadlocked. The sixth extra session began, and the tired players could hardly skate, much less score. And then it happened. Little Heck Kilray grabbed his puck, passed it to his Detroit teammate, Mad Bruneteau, in front of the Montreal cage, and Bruneteau flicked it toward the net. The Montreal goalie made a dive, but the rubber dented the netting and the red light went on as the tired crowd let up a roar for their exhausted heroes. Slowly, the sleepy-eyed hockey fans left the Detroit arena that night as the clock read 20 minutes after 2. They'd been there almost 6 hours, and they'd watched a hockey game run more than 176 minutes, almost 3 hours a play, which set a new record that's never been surpassed. You know, I marvel at hockey players, their speed, their skill, their endurance, their sharp eyesight. Do you know that 2 seconds after a puck leaves a player's stick, it attains a speed of 85 miles an hour? Imagine a well-padded goalie squatting in the mouth of his cage, keeping his eyes on that elusive rubber disc, watching shots zoom towards him at 85 miles an hour. Forwards must be ready to turn on a dime as they see the progress of the puck stop. They must watch for a pass. They must see where their teammates are. And they must size up the defense, all at a single glance, while they must also keep their eye on the puck at all times. Speaking of keeping your eye on the puck reminds me of an incident which occurred in Duluth, Minnesota. It occurred a few years ago during a playoff game in the Northern League. A Duluth player belted the puck at the net, but it glanced off the stick of an opposing player and shot over the stands and out of the arena. This puck continued through a window and dropped onto a dump truck filled with snow and ice, which was headed for Lake Superior. That's one puck that nobody could possibly keep their eye on.
The Alfredo Antonini Ensemble presents a gay medley of tunes from Rio Rita. In the sports arena, the action is lightning fast, and the winners are usually the better seers. In the arena of everyday life, this is frequently just as true. Day in, day out, our eyes are working in the shop, the factory, and the home. And they're working for us or against us, enabling us to do our best or forcing us to do merely our second best. And our second best often means being left behind in the same old rut year after year. That's why the time and care we give to our eyesight is the soundest investment we can make. But sadly enough, all too many of us have eyesight that's in immediate need of correction. Often we're not aware of this fact because our eyes do their best for us almost to the breaking point. So let's be wise. look to our eyes and have them checked regularly by the men and women whose professional counsel and care and scientific skills will guard our precious eyesight for a lifetime of happy, successful seeing. A foregone conclusion and no regrets, we're sure. Monica Lewis confides it had to be you.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around, finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me feel blue, even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen would never be mean, would never be cross, try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. No, nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you, had to be you. It had to be you, it had to be you. I wandered around, finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen would never be me, would never be cross, try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. No, nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you, it had to be you.
Been listening to Eyes on the Ball with the lovely young singing star of the radio, Monica Lewis, the Alfredo Antonini Ensemble, and the Better Vision yarn spinner, Bill Stern. Join us next week at this time for more songs and music and another glimpse into the thrilling world of sport with Bill Stern as our guide. And here's a thought for the week. We have only one pair of eyes, and they must last us a lifetime.